Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. After the talks, India and Jamaica exchanged memoranda of understanding in the fields of digital infrastructure, cultural exchange, and cooperation in the area of sports. In a joint press statement later, PM Modi expressed confidence that Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as their engagement with the entire Caribbean region. Mr. Modi said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. He further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in areas such as digital public infrastructure, small-scale industries, biofuel innovation, health, education and agriculture. Speaking about organized crime, drug trafficking and terrorism, PM Modi said that these are the common challenges and both sides have agreed to face these challenges together. He said both sides will continue their efforts to ensure global peace and stability. Mr. Modi further informed the government of India has decided to name the road in front of the Jamaican High Commission in New Delhi as Jamaica Merg. He added that India and Jamaica may be separated by vast oceans, but our people, our culture and our history are linked to each other. In his address, Prime Minister of Jamaica said, for almost two centuries now, Indians have made their mark in Jamaica, contributing to the development of Jamaica in various spheres. Earlier in the day, the Jamaican PM visited Rajghat and paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Dr. Holness arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day official visit to India. In his first visit to India, the Jamaican PM will also call on the President and the Vice President. He will also visit Varanasi tomorrow. Voting is in progress for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 40 constituencies across 7 districts are going to polls in this phase. The polling began at 7 this morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 44% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. Over 39 lakh voters are likely to exercise their franchise to decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows garnering support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an election rally today at Godpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on 8th of this month. Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said securing bank loans for the poor and small business owners have become much easier due to the Jan Dhan Yojana. She was addressing beneficiaries of various government schemes during a credit outreach program in Itanagar today. Tensions have escalated in West Asia as Israel has launched ground raids into southern Lebanon. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, initiated limited targeted operations against the armed group Hezbollah near the border, citing immediate threats to Israeli communities in the north. Israel has also increased airstrikes on the southern suburbs of Lebanese capital Beirut, targeting several neighborhoods after issuing evacuation orders to residents. The Lebanese Health Ministry reports that at least 95 people were killed in attacks yesterday. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the situation along the line of actual control LSE with China is stable but not normal. Speaking at the Chanakya Defense Dialogue in New Delhi today, Army Chief said that India wants to restore the situation to its pre-April 2020 status prior to the military standoff that began in May 2020. In cricket, India have clean sweeped the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. India's Parth Rakesh Mane won a double gold in the 10-meter air rifle and the men's team events in the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF Junior World Championships at Lima in Peru. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.